With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A 60-40 vote in the Senate on Sunday propelled the bill to end a government shutdown toward a final vote this week in Congress. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Mr. President, after 40 long days, I'm hopeful that we can finally bring the shutdown to an end.
And that did happen, at least as far as advancing the bill past cloture, meaning a final vote in the Senate is likely to succeed later this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson thankful that a handful of Democrats were willing to come alongside.
This is genuine. I mean this sincerely. We applaud the 7 Senate Democrats and 1 independent senator who did the right thing. They decided to put principle over their personal politics.
And since there were some changes made to the House version of the bill, it will now have to be approved once again by the House after it meets with final approval in the Senate. And even as that process continues, the effects of the government shutdown continue, affecting everything from food stamps to airline flights.
Air travel remains a headache for travelers after U.S. Airlines canceled more than 2,000 flights on Sunday, in addition to more than 7,000 flight delays. Federal food assistance for tens of millions of people is also being delayed.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. And we also hear from Mike Kempen that the administration is again asking the Supreme Court to keep full food payments on hold for now. The government remained shut down early today after the Senate did advance a continuing resolution, 60-40 on Sunday. Again, that sets up a final vote for later in the week. It is expected to do well when it goes back to the House, then on to President Trump's desk for his expected signature. China has lifted its export controls on key chips and minerals, and that's aiming to ease semiconductor supply chain shortages in the United States. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church is offering a compromise. Michael Harrington explains why.
The denomination has approved an amendment that will allow regional bodies to stick with a biblical position on homosexuality, even as the UMC as a whole officially embraces gay marriage and LGBT ordination. Observers say the amendment is about the only way for the denomination to function at all after thousands of congregations outright quit over gay issues during the past decade, starving the Methodist Church of members and cash. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court in Ohio has ruled against the state's fourth largest school district in the case that pitted its gender pronoun policy against the rights of students. The full 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that the suburban Olentangy local school district cannot force students to call their peers by their preferred pronouns and punish them if they refuse to use those words. This is SRN News. Residents of India's capital city have taken to the streets, frustrated with political inaction over its worsening air quality.
Air pollution levels have surged in India's capital, sparking rare protests as thick smog blanketed New Delhi. After a weekend of demonstrations, the city's air quality worsened on Monday, with levels reaching 344, classified by the World Health Organization as severe and hazardous to breathe. At the protest, locals, from parents to environmental activists, wore masks and carried signs, one reading, "I miss breathing." Police later broke up the demonstration, saying organizers didn't have permission to protest. I'm Nayan Kim.
Wendy's plans to close hundreds of U.S. restaurants over the next few months in an effort to boost its profit. The Dublin, Ohio-based chain said during a conference call with investors last week that it planned to begin closing restaurants in the fourth quarter of the year. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.